Dreamscape presents Lunar Assault, Metal Legion, Book 4 by C.H. Gideon, Caleb Wachter, and Craig Martell. Narrated by Patrick Lawler. Prologue. A matter of priority. I say again, Bonhoeffer Actual, Admiral Wallace's light-delayed voice said in an unyielding, nearly hostile tone. You are ordered to join the King Solomon and assume a defensive posture under Commodore Maida's command. Acknowledge your orders. Wallace was the commander of the Terran Armed Forces' 8th Fleet Elements, which consisted of 8 corvettes, 4 cruisers, 2 carriers, and, most importantly, 2 Republican-class dreadnoughts. The heavily armed force had the critical mission of guarding the New America II Nexus Gate. Admiral Wallace, this is Colonel Lee. My ship is essential to an ongoing Code Black priority mission authorized by General Benjamin Akinoya, Lee argued. Lieutenant Colonel Leroy Jenkins braced himself for the end of the dialogue with Admiral Wallace. For reasons of extreme importance to Terran security, I cannot deviate from my mission directives. Several long, tense seconds passed before Wallace's reply came. Bonhoeffer Actual, let me be blunt. General Akinoya is dead. As the Terran High Commander present in this star system under candlelight conditions, my authority supersedes even Code Black. Comply with your orders or Terran forces will consider you hostile. Candlelight was the code used by TAF personnel to indicate that, as had occurred once before in the Republic's history, the wormholes had gone dark. Under such conditions, fleet flag officers were given command of Terran military assets in order to secure Terran interests. Lee had argued that Operation Anti-Venom was of such vital importance that it overrode candlelight conditions, but Admiral Wallace wasn't buying it. He was ordering the Bonhoeffer, even in its badly damaged state, to rendezvous with the 8th Fleet Elements under his command to address the newly arrived Zine worldship. The Zine moonlet was 500 kilometers in diameter and different from anything humanity had seen. Jenkins didn't envy Wallace, and he could well imagine the man's current pucker factor. Although if a warrior had to face a potentially hostile force, there were few better platforms from which to do so than a Terran dreadnought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?